Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And Rob Parker, I got one thing to say. I'm back.
Okay, Cam. I thought that was Cam's voice out there doing that, but that was you.
That was me. But look, man, I appreciate you holding it down and Rob G and all the guests that filled in for me last week.
You don't know who filled in for you. We had a big timer filling for you.
Well, I heard. Okay, no, I heard it was Rob
G.
Ephraim.
Go ahead.
Ephraim. Ephraim Salam. Rob G. Don't tell me TJ Houshmandzadeh, Aaron Torres.
Yeah.
And this, so one more, it must be the big time. Well, actually, yeah. Who was the big timer?
Jim Rome. He wanted to be relevant again, so he filled in for
you. You really had me. I'm expecting like a huge name. I'm like, hold on.
Martin Weiss.
Oh, Martin Weiss. Okay. How'd he do?
He did fine.
I'm sure if I ask him, he's gonna say he tore it up and
exactly. He took names. But no, it's good to have you back, and I'm glad. You know, we told people we to pray for you and your family, and
Thank you.
That's as far as we got. Just pray for you. Give some positive thoughts on you and your family, and I'm glad that things have worked out, and you're back in the saddle, and we can move forward, man.
Thank you to everyone for the prayers, and yes, things are good, man. Look, as we get older, Rob, and your parents get older, health issues and challenges are inevitable. I mean, it's just a part of life, and so we had to deal with some of that, but things are good, and I'm glad to be back on the air too. It's good to be back. And obviously a lot to get into, so we will do that today. Big game tonight. Obviously the Rams playing the 49ers, and OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., making his debut with the Rams. And Rob, they were just talking quickly. We'll get into it later. But talking obviously about OBJ on the telecast, and they're showing how, when he first got to Cleveland with Baker – and the press conference and the pictures of Baker and Jarvis Landry and OBJ together. Like, it all looked great, right? It was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And he's away from Eli, who he threw under the bus. And
you remember that.
With Lil Wayne, he threw him under the bus.
We talked about that. And we talked about the player who said, oh, it's not going to be fair to the rest of the league.
Yep.
We're going to be like a video game.
Right.
And people were picking him to go to the Super Bowl. It was just ridiculous. So,
yeah,
here we go again.
All right. So we got Rob G in the house, of course. We got super producer Rob G. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, you mentioned it earlier. I played off of it with the I'm back. But Cam Newton, first two touches in his first game back. What, less than a week after he was signed by Carolina, his former team, where he had all of his glory. Led him to the Super Bowl, won the MVP in 2015.
And was pushed out that they didn't want him.
The new regime, right? Matt Rule came in. They were ready to move on, which, I get it. He was a new regime. But here he comes, kind of crawling back after it didn't work out with Sam Darnold.
I don't know about kind of. He had no choice, to be honest.
Right. And so Cam is back. First touch, Rob, runs it in from, 1 yard, 2 yards? And I tell you what, all the frustration and anger that he must have felt, and even embarrassment that he must have been feeling over the last two and a half months, was released on that run. Because he broke like three tackles. I know guys didn't have him in their grasp, and it wasn't like he ran somebody over. But three guys had a shot at him. And it looked, Rob, like he just would not be denied. And he let out the, you know, the I'm back, got the penalty. Well, here's Cam talking about it.
Newton takes the snap, and he is in for a Panthers touchdown.
That's great.
And then, he comes. Look, anybody with a heart, whether you were a Cam Newton fan or not, and I understood, I think you did too, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I understood why he wasn't signed at this point. And like he must have been feeling that he's definitely one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world, I was feeling the same way, but, you know, just every situation is different. And just because he's better than some guys doesn't mean it was the right fit. But all of the frustration he must have been feeling.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. We'll get to that. We'll get to Mike White a little bit later.
Exactly.
Yes. But I think it all came out in that play. And then he throws the 2-yard touchdown, which was a great throw, actually. And so, Rob, where are you at on this? I think anybody with a heart had to feel good for Cam. Whether you like him or not, it was great to see. Because, again, he's 32. He's not 42. He's not 38. I do think his best years are behind him. I do think he's banged up and beat up physically and lost some stuff. But he certainly still is capable of playing in the league. And it was good to see him out there doing a little bit of something-something.
If people do not like Cam Newton, I have no explanation why they don't like him. Because he was banged up, or I mean, he was an MVP, he was an
you
animated
mean teams
player.
Or
no
or
people
like
I don't know why other maybe you don't like his dress attire, you know what I mean, his wardrobe,
right.
If it's that, but I'm saying as a guy, Chris, all I heard was good things from his teammates, New England, they made him a
Belichick
captain.
Belichick loved him, yeah.
Belichick,
I believe
like,
that.
Raved
that
about
really
him.
Did
yeah,
like,
yeah, like there's no reason to do that if you're not really feeling the guy like that. So I think it's an ultimate redemption story that he could write. And you just mentioned it. He's only 32. The time off, I'm sure his body feels better and rejuvenated somewhat. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to return to Super Bowl status, or MVP status where he was, Chris. But there's a lot of serviceable quarterbacks out there, and I think he's better than some of these guys who are starting for some teams around the NFL. And if you're the Panthers, you feel like you got a jolt of energy. They have a pretty good defense. They started out 3-0, stumbled, a lot of turnovers by Darnold. He's out now. And now Cam comes in. And they played. I get it. The Arizona Cardinals were without Kyler Murray, but you know what? They were without him a week before, Chris.
Right.
And they kicked
San
Francisco 49ers butt.
Right.
Okay.
Their defense was still strong.
Exactly.
I mean, Kyler doesn't affect that. Yeah.
So you got to take a look at that and feel really good about that win, and that Cam on a short amount of time was able to come in and contribute. And you feel like you got somebody who you can put under center. And if he can limit the mistakes and work through it, I think it's a great story. And it ain't that often. I always say, Chris, going back is okay. I never go backwards when it comes to relationships, okay? But when it comes to work situations and opportunities, sometimes you can go back, and wound up doing really well. I always say Stephen A. to me is a perfect example.
I was just about to
say
serious,
that.
I'm serious,
especially for us
right.
In our business, Chris, because he left ESPN not in a good way when he left. Right, he had a show, quite frankly,
no, right.
And all
it,
that.
It was
he
a
was
bad
he was exactly
parting. Yeah,
it was a bad parting. And look who's the king of ESPN now when he went back. So
right.
You can go back in some situations and make it better for yourself. And I think Cam has a great opportunity. That was the door was open because of an injury. And if it wasn't for that, he probably wouldn't be anywhere. But now, if he works hard, Chris, he has a chance to write another chapter and maybe play 4 or 5 more years. And if it's not in Carolina, somewhere else.
I'm not ready to go there yet, 4 or 5 years. I don't think, Rob, that he's going to return to greatness. I don't think he'll be a Pro Bowler or anything like that, you know, going forward. Certainly not what he used to be. But I will say this. I think he has a chance. He's going to start next week, it looks like. With that defense, which is one of the top defenses in the league, and with Christian McCaffrey, who was sensational yesterday. McCaffrey's just got to stay healthy. That dude
remember, he was out a lot of that time. You remember they, when
with
they started
Darnold,
out 3-0?
I mean, there's some that wonder right. if Darnold would have been that bad had McCaffrey not gone
it
down.
Did hurt. It did hurt. Let's not yeah. be, let's, I mean, let's he, be fair. Let's be
right.
fair.
Right. Darnold is what he is. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it would have been that bad had they had Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
But my point is, with McCaffrey and that defense, Rob, I think there is a solid possibility of Cam Newton – I don't know if leading is the right word because McCaffrey's their best player, but them making the playoffs with Cam Newton as their quarterback, what he has to do is not make mistakes. Obviously, he can run the ball at times. I don't know how well he can throw the ball downfield, but if he can, you know, do the dinking and dunking and get the occasional, you know, pass, you know, 20 yards down the field, then I think that team has a shot. Right now, they're the 6th seed, I believe, in the NFC. The NFC's got, you know, Green Bay and Tampa Bay and the Rams and, you know, these teams at the top, Arizona. But then after that, it's, you know, it gets
it's
very mediocre.
Right.
And so he's got a shot at leading them to the playoffs. Now, again, there's talk that if he does well, they could re-sign him next year. I wouldn't be looking at him, Rob, unless he surprises me and everybody else as, like, my quarterback of the future. Because it seems like there's two situations in this league with quarterbacks. You've got a star that you feel great about. Whether you win the Super Bowl or get to the AFC or NFC title game, whatever, you still know he's your guy. You feel good about him. You believe you can win big with him. And then there's kind of everybody else. And if you don't have that guy, you're looking for that guy. And so good quarterbacks, like Baker Mayfield, now there's wondering in Cleveland, is he our guy? You know, I mean, Baker's a good quarterback. He's not a great one. And so people are always looking for the great quarterback. Tyler Heineke's pretty good in Washington, but they're not like, okay, we got our guy. I mean,
if somebody would have come along, they would be willing to part. But
and I think Cam would be one of those guys. He'd be a guy where, you know, he's pretty good. We're okay. But you'd probably still be looking for somebody down the road. But we'll see what he shows us.
Yeah, and it all depends. I mean, Chris, if he plays well and they win a playoff game or something and Cam plays well, that's your resume.
It would definitely keep him in the league.
It would keep you in the league
starter,
and make you an option for other people. That's if it's not for the Panthers, you know, like some other team that says, we got a pretty good defense. We just need a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over too many times. You know, take your shots down the field, Chris, once in a while. But Dinkin and Duncan, a lot of guys have done it and were able to win a lot of games. You don't have to. You just have to have a threat that you're going to throw it down once in a while to soften the defense. That's it.
Well, and to your point, Carolina would be the place. Like, if they win a playoff game, Rob, you got to bring him back because obviously you're not getting the top pick in the draft. And not that great quarterback's out there necessarily anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, unless you're getting somebody much better, then you would probably bring him back if they get to the playoffs. And then I think even his former coach, who they're going to face next week, Ron Rivera in Washington. I mean, that's another place with a good defense that, you know, I mean, they may be fine with Heineke until they can get a better guy. But, you know, that's another place that maybe he would fit. But, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in as the odd couple. is reunited and it feels so good. What do you make of the Cam Newton renaissance in Carolina? And do you think there's a chance he can lead the Panthers to the playoffs? I do. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. That's my man, DJ Alex Teichert, giving me a little Worship Wednesday on a Magic City Monday. I'm
what are
with
you
that,
doing?
Brother.
You got everybody
confused. I appreciate
confused.
That.
What? Alex, what are you doing?
Rob, we are blessed that not me, only man. CB is back, but the fam is good right now.
Yes, I appreciate it, my man. I appreciate it. He'll get back to the debauchery next break, Rob.
Well, on then that
give
means,
me this one. Give me this one.
On Saturday, I'll be throwing some singles for you and the family.
Oh, look, so look at you. Look at you. We are the Odd Couple, as you can tell. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and brought to you by AutoZone. Now, if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services, things like free battery testing and free battery charging. And so next time you're having battery trouble, folks, trust the brother. Head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. What do you think about Cam Newton and his return? Was it a sign of good things to come or a nice day, but it's about to get bad going forward? What do you think?
All right, Nate in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Doing
we are great. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the cameo video on my 40th birthday a few weeks ago. Really made my day.
Oh, did you get that, man?
Yeah, from my homie Mike. Yes,
yes,
I did.
Yes. Hey, that was pretty awesome. And
it was, man. You nailed it.
Man, great. I'm glad. I'm happy. And happy belated birthday. Yes.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that I think this is great for Cam. I mean, when have we seen a 6'5", 250 quarterback like him in the league? He is a specimen, and I feel like he was wasting away. You just have to know how to use them. A really good defense and a solid running game, that's what you need, and you can be successful with him. I think he's got 3-4 more years left, you know, if he can ride this wave.
Yeah, and you know what, Nate? Here's the other thing. Give the Panthers, I know they were a little desperate. There's other guys out there, Chris, on the farm looking for, you know, quarterbacks. But they also, they know that they shuffled them out of there and they looked at what they have and said, Cam might work with the defense and with McCaffrey. You know what I mean? Like yep. This could work, and give them credit for picking up the phone and saying, hey, you know what? You want to come back? We can make this work.
And I think, Rob, he'll energize that locker room with his personality.
He's
and
a former
the fan
MVP
base.
Too, right?
Right,
come
and
on.
The fan base. Like, I think they needed a jolt in the arm, and certainly he's a jolt in the arm. So
no doubt. How about Jeff in Phoenix? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jeff?
Fellas, how you guys doing? CB, good to have you back, man. Hope the family's doing well. We love you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, man. Cam Newton has always been special. And watching Cam, you know, I'm not a Panthers fan or nothing like that. But when Cam came back, you know, I turned on a Panthers game. It was like, oh, hell yeah. This like it felt right. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Now, like the one concern I have is we have to see it consistently, right? He was only in for a few plays. They were great plays. It was awesome to have him back. But let's get him into a full game before we start saying that the Panthers are going to make the playoffs. Now, the bottom of the NFC is completely muddled, so they have a shot.
They have a shot.
But I like to see some consistency. Yeah.
And you know what, Jeff? You're right.
There's no doubt.
And Cam has an opportunity. Doesn't mean he's going to take hold of it if he doesn't play well enough. But there is a spot open if the Panthers do the right thing and if Cam can play – consistent. He doesn't have to be a superstar. Just consistent, Chris. And with the running game and the defense, they could win some games. Canella in Denver, my man. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on with it, fellas? How we doing?
We good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to say welcome back, Chris. The show is just not the same without the two of you guys together. So I think I speak for
the rest of us
out there.
Appreciate
you got
that.
So I called last week and I told Rob, I said, Cam might not start, but he might play. And sure enough, he did. And just let this be a lesson to everyone listening out there. Never burn any employment bridges, man, because you just never know how life's going to work itself out. But here's
That's
my thing.
True.
I think it's Cam's job to lose, man, right now. I think they're done with that Darnold experience. You can just take a look at it yesterday, how Cam was, like, leading the huddle on the sideline. I think everyone's invested. I think the rest of the way, I think they'll go 5-2. So put them at like 10-7, and they should get in the playoff after that, and then see what happens. Cam usually plays well on odd number years. I'm a big Cam Newton fan, my favorite player, but he usually plays well on odd number years. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they re-sign him and go from there. Thanks for the call, folks.
All right, Canella, thank
you. I'm gonna be honest, Rob. I felt cheated yesterday when I was watching the game And I get it. He had just gotten to the team. He probably doesn't know the plays yet. You know, it's a new coach for him. And so it's not like it's the same system he left in Carolina. So I get why he didn't play.
Ron Rivera's not there anymore. Right.
And P.J. Walker was fine. I mean, they ended up winning the game. But I wanted to see more. Like, I was really, you know what I'm saying? Once I saw him in, I was like, oh, yeah, I was teased. I was like, okay, I want to see. And then especially as he got in just a couple more times, you know, when they weren't at the goal line, I was like, okay, here we go. And it obviously never happened. But it set up well. They got the win. He looked great. So now we're all intrigued to see what he plays like this Sunday, this weekend. So, all right, we got Torrey Holt, Super Bowl champion with the L.A. Rams, or the St. Louis Rams at that time. Former All-Pro wide receiver will join us in a moment. I'm sure he's still a Ram through and through. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion, former All-Pro wide receiver, a member of the 2000s decade Hall of Fame team. So he was a big-timer, Torrey Holt. Torrey, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Man, we are great.
How are you?
We are great.
I'm hanging, bro. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, great to have you. We were just talking about you earlier, and I mentioned you had, you know, obviously been a great receiver with the Rams, the St. Louis Rams, when you guys were in St. Louis. But I'm sure you're still a Ram at heart. What are your feelings on this team this year and the addition? Tonight we're going to see the debut of Odell Beckham Jr. How do you think he'll fit in with this team?
You know what? Yes, I am. I'm still a Ram. Certainly will be that way to death. And I'm excited. I'm still excited about this football team. You know, they didn't have the greatest of showing, particularly on the offensive side of the ball last week against the Tennessee Titans. But this is still a talented team. They obviously got to shore up some things, particularly on the offensive line and the inside, to give Stafford some time so he can throw the ball. And then we know he has weapons. Cooper Kupp, you know, and what he's doing is he's on record pace numbers to do something that no one has done in the league before. You know, he has over 1,019 receiving yards, 74 receptions, and 10 TDs in just 9 weeks of the season. So he's playing phenomenal. He's obviously Matthew Stafford's favorite target. And then you look at, you know, I hate to see what happened with Robert Woods. He's such a dynamic person, man. He's such a dynamic person. You know, I've spent numerous times in Los Angeles watching the Rams practice and in training camp and in the film room with this football team, particularly the wide receivers. And Robert Woods is a guy that sits in the front. He's out first before everybody else in practice, warming up and getting himself ready. And then he has outstanding practice habits. So, you know, they'll miss that. But Cooper Kupp is still there. You know, Beckham, you bring Beckham in. You got Van Jefferson there, who I think is an ascending player for the LA Rams.
Right.
Very talented, Rob and Chris. Very talented football player. Now, he do suffer from some drops that are just, you know, you say, damn, you know, you just got to catch the football. But I think he can certainly fix that, but he's a very, very good, talented football player. So you have, you also have Ben Skowronek, who is a special teams guy, but he has some ability to play the wide receiver position. You saw a little bit of that against Houston, where he came in and was able to make some plays for them on the perimeter, and he also played special teams. And then you add Odell Beckham Jr., who it's going to take some time, right, for him to get acclimated to what they're doing offensively. But Odell Beckham, to me, is still a guy, fellas, that can win one-on-one situations. And I mean quick slants, skinny posts, comebacks, fade routes. His ability to go up and attack the football and catch the football, I think, is still there for Odell Beckham Jr. So it'll be interesting to see how Sean McVay slowly adds him into this offense. And then I said it last week. Odell Beckham is still he'll have to find what his niche is, what he's going to bring, and what he's going to add to this football team. And if he finds that out, which I'm sure he will, then I think the Rams will be okay still offensively. And then Tyler Higbee, and then the run game. They got Henderson. They just got to give the ball to Henderson more, fellas. Just give it to him more than 11 times. How about 15, how about 20, 25, 30 times and see how good this offense, of this offense can really be if they run the ball a little bit more.
You're talking about the old days, right? The old NFL running the football. You know, Barry Sanders couldn't play now, you know, like
true.
The way they throw the ball on every down. Right. Let me ask you about, they're playing the 49ers tonight. Chris and I aren't the biggest Kyle Shanahan fan. I mean, to me, he's blown two Super Bowls with his coaching at the end, Atlanta and then the 49ers. And they haven't won a home game since week six last year. They've lost eight straight home games. What is going on with the 49ers? And I don't want to hear about injuries because everybody in the NFL has to deal with injuries.
Yeah.
Why are they this bad at home and can't win?
You know, that's a great question, Rob. I was thinking the same thing. They hadn't won a home football game. Like you just mentioned, they 0-8, and then they're 0-4 this season at home.
Right.
Typically teams are really good at home protecting their home field turf. But I don't know. With San Francisco, they just have not had the balance and had the rhythm that they wanted offensively. Garoppolo was in and out of the lineup, and they had Trey Lance in there sometimes, and then they're trying to get the running back situation, you know, going and going steady. And then defensively, they've had their fair share of issues, but they're still pretty good defensively, particularly against the pass. So I don't know. You know, I haven't watched the 49ers enough to really dissect you and give you a really valid, good answer.
Right.
But I do know it's a talented football team. This is a divisional game, so these two teams are very, very know each other very, very well. It'd be a tough physical game in my opinion. But to answer your question about what's happening with San Francisco, don't really know what that answer is. I would have to, again, re-dissect them more. But I do know, again, that they are a talented football team, and this is a divisional game. They'll be ready tonight.
And let me tell you, Chris, they're only – the Rams are 3.5-point favorites on the road. You would think it would be more considering that – how poorly San Francisco's played, but you brought up a couple of great points. They do play well against the pass, right? And Stafford and throwing the football and a divisional game. Just talk about, like, division games matter. Like, sometimes you can be down and out, am I right? And be up for that divisional game.
No doubt. And particularly, they'll be up for this game because they've beaten the Rams four straight times. So they're not intimidated by the Rams, they're not intimidated by who the Rams have brought in. Because they're saying, you know, we beat this football team when they were a good football team last year and the year before. We beat them four straight times. So their confidence will be up. Again, it's a divisional game. They're very familiar with one another. It's going to come down tonight to the one-on-one matchups. Who can win the line of scrimmage and then who can win out on the perimeter is what it's going to come down to. When you think about San Francisco, Deebo Samuels is a heck of a player. George Kittle can still get down. And then Brandon Ayuk, who, in my opinion, I have him on my fantasy team. I love Brandon Ayuk. Very, very talented wide receiver. So it's going to come down to one-on-one matchups tonight. But the 49ers, best believe, they will not be intimidated, being that they've beaten the Rams four straight times.
Torrey, you, of course, were a part of what they called the greatest show on turf with Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, and you guys with the Rams.
Bill Belichick cheated you guys. I'm sorry.
It could have been more than once.
You had to get that in, Rob.
You know it. You know it. They drive me crazy. All right.
When you look at Patrick Mahomes, and maybe they've righted themselves, we saw what they did yesterday, But what were your thoughts early in the – really up until this past weekend about how he was looking, how they were looking? It looked like maybe some teams had figured them out. They were backing off with the cover two and challenging him to take the safe passes and go underneath. Like, what were your thoughts watching all of that? And do you think that yesterday he turned a corner?
I think yesterday certainly helped. But prior to me, they'd gotten away from – some of the basic fundamentals that it requires to play really good, efficient offensive football, meaning you got to block well, you have to get in your drops, you have to run your routes and get the proper depth, you have to catch the football, and then all the things after that happens. And when you watch them last night, they got back to being to some basic things, just being efficient with the football, getting it out, executing the plays, rhythm, staying on the field on third downs. Making some of those what I call backyard plays that we've typically seen Patrick Mahomes and his wide receivers make when he just throws it up and then somebody just comes down with a catch. You did see that a couple times last night, but I thought offensively they were in rhythm. They were executing the game plan, getting their depths, Patrick Mahomes getting his drops, hitting that back foot, ball out, trusting everybody else around him to make the plays rather than putting the onus so much on himself where he feels like he has to do all the work. You got to allow your teammates. That's why they're pros, right? You got to allow your teammates to do their job and do it at a high level. And I thought that's what we saw last night. And then the play calling, the offensive coordinating that was going on, when you can get in a rhythm and you can dial deeper into that playbook and you're confident, the way that play comes off your tone, off your tongue, tells you that this football team is rolling, or there's some confidence, there's some continuity happening offensively. And that's what we saw from the Kansas City Chiefs last night. And then Travis Kelce was involved as well.
He played really well, ran well after the catch. But I mentioned you were on the Hall of Fame All-2000s team, the All-Decade team. You've come up, just barely missed making the Hall of Fame the last few years. What would it mean to you if this time around you are inducted?
Oh my gosh, Chris, that'd be phenomenal, man. I grew up youngster loving to play sport. Football became my game. I practiced, put crazy hours in. I tried to respect the game and play the game the right way. I grew up under Isaac Bruce and Ricky Prohl and watching Jerry Rice and Tim Brown, all the greats, man, and implementing some of their game into mine, and just wanting to be recognized for my talents and for the work that I put in. So I think, being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2022, it's just validation of what I just said. And also just being one that's able to continue or carry the torch the way that, Jerry and Randy and Chris and all the other greats play the game, man. And so that's what it would mean to me. It would mean the world to me as well as my family. And then more importantly to my coaches and my teammates for trusting in me to get me to that point where I am even nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it'll be a great testament to my career for sure.
Well, hopefully that works out for you, man. We appreciate your time. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
As always. Thank you, man. Appreciate you all.
All right, that's the great Torrey Holt. Keep it locked, iCouple. Shekel City is next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go.
Rob, I hope you've gotten better at Shekel City than when
Shekel
I left.
Shekel City was rolling when you were gone. I hit 11 out of 15. Rob G, am I right?
Wow. Okay, okay.
That's not shabby, Chris. 11 out of 15 against the spread. Let's roll. All right, tonight I'm going to go with the Wizards -4.5 in D.C. against the Pelicans. Pacers are at Madison Square Garden. I got the Knicks -3.5. And I'm going to take the Rams minus 3.5. This could be like a little trap game. I know Torrey just talked about it. 49ers have beaten the Rams the last four times up there, Chris, but they've struggled. 8 straight losses. I don't have a lot of confidence in the the 49ers. I don't know if Odell or Stafford or whatever. I just don't have – it's more about the 49ers being terrible. So I'm going to go Wizards minus 4.5, Knicks minus 3.5, and the Rams minus 3.5. All right. Remember, it is not sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, not yet at least. And I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you
who I bet on. Obligated to say that.
That's all.
Somebody told you you have to say that.
No. This is all in my own head. But there we go, Shekel City for this Magic City money.
All right. Well, look, you the Rams, Rob. Here's my quick thought. Obviously, you hate to see Robert Woods get hurt, and Torrey Holt told us that he's a big leader on that team.
Right.
Yes, he is very much a leader. And he's a great blocker, too. People forget that, as he's a very good receiver, but also a great blocker. I do think, though, Rob, that this opens up a spot for OBJ. See, I think he would have had a challenge had Robert Woods still been there. And obviously, he didn't want him to get hurt. I mean, Woods helped recruit him. But had OBJ gone there with Woods healthy, he's the third, maybe fourth option. After Van Jefferson, perhaps. And I think
Van
the challenge
well for them.
Yeah, he has. And the challenge for OBJ would have been, can you fit in? Can you, you know, handle just being a bit player? Because let's face it, that's probably what he would have been. Even John Jefferson, who played with the Browns with OBJ and, you know, used to be with the Rams, said, look, it's about Cooper Kupp there. And OBJ got to find a way to fit in and accept that. I think he'll have a shot. If he's still a great receiver, Rob, I think he'll get a chance to show it because of the injury to Woods.
I'll tell you, Chris, when I heard about the injury, which happened basically the same day that they signed OBJ.
First practice, right.
Yeah, I was like, I swear to you, my first thing that popped into my head was that the football gods had done this. Like the Rams are trying to stack the deck. They just got Von Miller last week. They go get OBJ. Like they're doing all this stuff. Too much. Like trying to stack it in their favor. And they got knocked off the perch a little bit. Now OBJ might be fine. He might not. We don't know. But Robert Woods is a big part of that Rams team. So it's a big loss. So people who poo-poo it and don't think so they don't know the Rams, because you talk to anybody with the Rams, Chris, and they will swear by Woods. But that was my first reaction, was that the football guys did this. I don't know why, but that's what I thought.
Here's the issue I have with that take, though. And I hear you. I mean, you're big on this Rams are trying to stack the deck. But I don't see it that way. I mean, I still, with OBJ and Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, is that the best receiving core in the league? It's up there, but I mean, I think Tampa's got more. Obviously, Buffalo's got a lot. Kansas City's got a lot. So there are other teams.
I just don't think that was their need. I think that they got it out of luxury, but I don't think OBJ, and you just said that, if Robert Woods was healthy, Chris, he would be a fourth option for the most part on that team.
But and they also don't have like a great all-pro running back, so I don't think they're stacking the deck. Keep it locked.